Session number 12386, Mr. Ken Long, Reel 5.
What was the question?
Well, I was asking you, you know, when you look back at your war experience, you know, and you went from America, first of all to Britain, France, Belgium, Germany, what it meant to your life, Ken, when you look back, you know?
Well, I felt like got a lot of experience. I met a lot of different people that I probably would never have done, and that's the positive side of war. But as I was saying, I studied with a Dr. Sonstegard, who has trained nurses or educated nurses and other teachers. Train these nurses and other teachers to look at children in some new and interesting ways. And I felt so strongly about what he said that in war, no one really wins. And I think that's so true, you know, that it's terrible that human beings cannot find other ways to get along with each other other than going to war. And of course his whole purpose in educating us as counselors, I became a counselor after 15 years of teaching in the classroom, was to get parents to look at their children in these new and interesting ways, because he felt that punishment is not the answer. He felt that we have the biggest prisons to prove this. And so he talked to us in terms of what could be done. After studying with him, I studied at Southern Illinois University with a Dr. Rudolf. Got Adolf Hitler and Rudolf Dreikers. From the University of Chicago. He had studied with Adler over in Vienna. And, of course, Adler had broken away from Freud. And he taught us to recognize that misbehavior with children between the ages of 2 and 10 only come down to 4 purposes. And when we discover what those purposes are, then we have a chance of redirecting that child to more acceptable behavior. After they become teenagers, it's pretty difficult. It's almost impossible to get the redirection. And so that's when I got so excited about this that I applied, thinking I could get over into Europe and then show our son Mike and Jim, who were in the fourth and fifth grades at that time, where Daddy was in the war. And that's when I was given the assignment, never dreaming I'd ever be accepted, because they kept telling me in the literature they didn't have housing except for single teachers. And here I am, married with 2 children. And I got a call there from July 1st, 1966, to go to Japan.
Mm-hmm. Your feelings there about war that you've just expressed to me.
Yes.
How did you feel about wars like, say, because America has been through quite a few wars since World War II. I'm thinking of Korea, Vietnam, and very recently, you know, this Gulf War.
Right.
I wonder how you felt about those wars.
I feel the same way, that it's a terrible thing that this has to take place before people can listen to each other. And I'm just hopeful that in the future we can find some other ways to do this rather than these drastic means. And of course, I was trained to kill as an infantry soldier, you know, and they really screw around with your head, you know, saying, if you don't shoot, they'll kill you. I mean, that's all that kind of war psychology. But it's interesting, our oldest son, Mike, declared himself as a conscientious objector and was given a letter by his pastor for that. And our son, Jim, who's, as I say, he's got his doctor's degree in French, feels the same way. I'm just thankful that they did not have to go through anything like this.
Well, Ken, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your World War II experiences and your thoughts about war. Thank you very much.
This is such an interesting thing that you have come here and given me the opportunity to maybe to pass this on to somebody else.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Well, it certainly will be appreciated in England. And thank you very much, Ken.
Well, I can't say enough for the English people. Their courage during the war and their compassion and their openness to share whatever they had, as meager as it might have been. And, of course, I know with the Lend-Lease situation, that was all set up. And when we were going across the channel, they played this record of Winston Churchill. And that was just so inspiring, you know, blood, sweat, and tears that we all are familiar with. That was beautiful.
Well, Ken, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.